At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. The UPS Store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
Yeah, we are here.
Yo, we got the Navajo homie in the house right now.
Yes, sir. What's good? What's good, man? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Travis Thompson, goddammit.
Yes, hey, indeed. Thank y'all for having me, man. This is my favorite place to be in LA, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. You feel me? It's family here, man.
Boulevard Boy out right now, bro.
It is out, bro. It's a trip, man. It's a trip.
Now, talk about this process, man. First of all, I want to know what you feel as an artist, like how you feel you've grown in the last couple of years since the last project dropped.
Man, I just had to do a lot of growing up in terms of life shit. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, when did all of it happen? We started working on it when I was like 23, and I'm about to be 25 here soon. Wow. So it's just like, and that's not a long time, or that's not even a crazy age of like, oh, this, but a lot of stuff happened just in life that, I don't know, made me have to grow up and become a man a little bit. And I think that reflected in the content of the stuff we talk about. And beside that, I just became way better at making music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like really like dove into becoming a musician. Before, I felt like someone who was just like putting raps over beats, just like telling stories over beats.
Right.
But now I'm like, nah, every beat on this album, like I was a part of, like, nah, it needs to sound like this. It needs to go this way. I feel like more of a musician now than I ever have. You feel me?
Do you feel like quarantine helped or hurt with that whole process?
I think I was one of those people, you know, like how I felt like everyone was clowning them. And I was like, oh yeah, y'all can't sit down and be alone with your own head for a year. You can't do that. And yeah. I'm like, I was one of those people, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, I was one of those people who was just like, I live off of being busy. I live off of like making my peoples proud. I live off of, and when I didn't have that, it was just like, damn, like when you have to sit yourself down and really be with your head, it fucked me up a little bit. But at the same time, it made me get way filthier because I was just like, well, you can't just sit around and like live in your own pity. That's what my manager, Benner, would say, like, all right, I'd be all bummed out and be like, whenever your pity party over, bro, like, let's make some raps. You feel me?
Yeah,
like, whenever you're done being sad, bro, let's make some money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, but that's good, bro. Like, it just forced me to get to it and become a way better musician and more of an adult. You feel me? Like,
and you said something interesting just now. And I mean, you know, first of all, salute to you, you know, Boulevard Boy. And,
thank you, bro.
But second of all, you just said something. You said that you went through some shit and made you grow up, made you mature. Like, what's one of those things and what did you have to do to get? Because it might be somebody going through it. So what's one of them things that you went through and then how'd you overcome it?
I think, yeah, like to speak back on that, like what I was saying before, like I'm someone who like lives off of the hustle of being busy, of like making my peoples proud. And like, I was always like a fuck up in school. Mm-hmm. I was always super weak at anything that I wasn't passionate about. So I'd be like, yeah, I'm super fucking up over here, but I'm doing this thing. Mm-hmm. And this thing is like all shiny and impressive. And when you don't have that, you really are forced to just be like, nah, this is who you are as a son, mm-hmm. as a friend, as a boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You really have to just like, I don't know, sit with yourself and grow up. And one of those things, I guess, I don't know, just like, When everyone else is forced to sit down around you, they kind of look around and go, oh, well, damn, I thought it was going to look differently for me, too.
Right.
And then you just go, well, welcome to the fucking club, you feel me? Like, I thought it was going to look very differently, too, you feel me? But that's just one of those things, like, as just part of the journey. And a bunch of other stuff that, like, I don't know, that's more like other people's business, but
yeah.
You feel me? But, yeah.
So when you say mature, though, like, and you say it allowed you to make better music.
Hell, yeah.
I feel like, because I remember first meeting you, and I could tell, like, okay, you getting going. But yeah. this new shit, like, obviously when I came to the studio to hear it and you were playing it for me, I'm like, damn, like, this is the best music you've ever made.
Nah, thank you, bro.
I don't know if you feel like
that. No, I 100% feel like that. I know, I remember when I met you and I met Salas and y'all were like, oh, yeah, you can rap your ass off, bro, but it's about slaps, bro. It's about slaps. In 2018, there was like, it's about slaps, bro. Yeah, like, oh, you can da-da-da-da-da-da, spit all that cute shit, like, oh, bars all day, but unless you're making songs that people can sing at shows and, like, resonate with, like, old people, young people, like broke people, rich people. It ain't, if you ain't making slaps, it ain't shit. You feel me? So like, that's what they told me in 2018. And like, that's what I like, it takes you a while to get over that. And I still feel like when I get in the studio, my like impulse is to just rap my ass off. But yeah, it's about slaps, bro. Yo. So that's what I feel like. Yeah.
Do you think that comes, like, obviously the inner MC in you wants to always like, man, I'm going to out rap these motherfuckers, right?
Rappity rap.
Yeah.
Rappity rap, rap.
Yeah,
rap.
Bro.
But do you feel like that's where people go wrong when they do have an MC background, like as far as not making the songs because they wanna prove to everybody that they can rap?
Yeah, bro. Like I'll definitely be like kicking it with my homies or like I'll be talking to my manager. I'll talk to my homies' managers and they'll be like, "Who you rapping for, bro? Who you rapping for, bro? Right. Are you rapping for the people who fuck with you or are you rapping for other rappers?" You know what I'm saying? And I don't think people go wrong in like trying to like bar out or make their shit super like, I don't know, just raw lyrical raps, but if your goals are to be this thing and you just boring out all day, you have to understand that it's like, that's not what's going to work.
Yeah.
You feel me? So yeah, that's just one of those things people had to get over. And but
Dead Prezzies is a slap.
Thank you, bro. Like, thank you, bro. That was one of the first songs we made for the album. And it was one of the first songs that like, I feel like my whole life I've been making music and my homies are just like, oh yeah, this is hard, but that's kind of Travis's thing over there. I played Dead Prezzies when we got back and they were like, bro,
this is it.
This is different, bro. This sounds like, and like, cause my homies have never been like, oh, that's weak. My homies would just go, that's cool.
Oh, dope. They don't tell you?
So
you
they don't tell me, but I can tell when it's weak cause they'll just be like, that's cool. Like they're not like stoked. When something's fire, they'll tell me like, oh, that's fire. So when I played Dead Prezzies, it was a visceral reaction from like everybody that it was very much like, nah, this is different. You might have some here. Like, this is an energy in a bag you need to get in. You feel me?
You share something interesting. I don't know if you want to tell the people on air, but the timeliness of it, like how long it took to actually put that together. And I think that's important because it's a process. Yeah. And people don't understand it. They think, you know, the slaps come and it's like, well, no, you were very meticulous in how you constructed the song and the video and all that, man.
And so, it's a line you have to walk too, because sometimes you can work on something for a whole year and the shit you made a year ago does not gonna resonate. You know what I'm saying? It was for that time. And maybe if you release it in that time and it was in that window, it could live on forever as a cool thing. But some shit you made a year ago just is not gonna hit the same. You know what I'm saying? So it's a fine line of like, all right, is this idea still good? Are we sick of this yet? 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 So like, yeah, it's been a long part. We've been working on it for a little over a year, maybe like almost a year and a half. So it's like, it wasn't supposed to take this long, but the pandemic happened, and I was like, I'm not finna like release during all this craziness. But when we're still in some craziness, but it's been a journey
so
for sure.
Was
to
it
like,
challenging for you as an artist to say, okay, hold on, let's press pause on it a little bit, let's get the pieces right, or were you one of those ones like, yo, we got to throw it out there? Like, what was your process?
In the beginning, I was very much like, well, let's get it out here, bro. Releasing music is not that serious, bro. You can just drop whenever you want, bro. It's whatever, bro. Like, and that's, I kind of feel that way sometimes, but at the end of the day, like, if you have a goal to be something like
one of them ones,
if you sign a record deal, you're signing to play the game. Nice. You feel me?
Say that again for the
if
people.
You sign a record deal, you're signing
look
to play
at the people too.
If you sign in a record deal, you're signing to play the game. And at the end of the day, it's not gonna look exactly how you want 24/7. You feel me? So like, That's a part of like the process of just like, that's why when you think like, when you hear rappers like journeys maybe taking like 3 or 4 years, 5 years longer than it should have to get where they needed to go, it's because it's a journey, it's a process. Like, I still feel like I'm like having to shed my fucking stupid artist ways of like stubbornness and just my own whackness, my own, you feel me? So like,
And on top of all that too, you mentioned something interesting. You just turned 25 or gonna be 25?
I'm about to be 25.
So you're hitting the quarter life crisis, so to speak.
I guess so. You're dealing with
all of that. And in addition to that as well. So keep that in mind as well. It's not, this is another stage of your life as well.
That's
bro.
A fact, bro. It definitely feels different, bro. Like turning even 24, it's always weird because people are like, how's it feel? Like on your birthday, like you feel different? Yeah. You feel 24? I definitely felt 24, bro. Like, and it's not hella different, but like the hangover was different. And like, I was like,
that's liquor.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, literally, bro, the hangover from 21 to 24 was different.
Oh, wait till you get to 30, God. Bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's what the homies tell me now. They're like, oh, wait till you, like, sweating alcohol for a week. And I'm like, oh, that's ugly.
What do you drink?
Just straight tequila.
Just tequila, straight.
Yeah, pretty much most of the
time. How many shots can you do in one given set?
I don't want to do that. My mom and dad going to see this, bro. They don't want to see that. No, I don't know. Too many, bro. I'm a big dude, and I can handle myself. So
what's,
like,
the most you think you've ever done?
Oh, like, I've accidentally killed a fifth. Like, just like.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bro, yeah, you mean, you've been there. Yeah, I've accidentally.
See, I stopped drinking 5 years ago. And
for real.
Thank you. Like, for one of those exact reasons, my tolerance changed. And in addition to life shit, I had to get my life together, but. That was one of the things. My tolerance completely changed, so I couldn't take down alcohol the same way I could before.
No,
so
exactly. And that was one of those things, to go back on the question you asked earlier, that, like, what was one of the, like, the things you had to overcome? And I was never down bad ever. Like, don't get it twisted. But, like, I was definitely drinking too much when the pandemic started, bro. Like, just because I was in the studio all day. And in the studio all day by yourself, you're just like, whatever. I can kick it in my bedroom and get faded, and I'll make songs, and it's fun, and it's whatever. Because I was making, like, 10 songs a day anyway. I was getting hella productive, so I could get faded, whatever. But at the, like, it just got to a point where you're like blackout drunk playing video games with your homies, and they're like, bro, you drunk? That's hella corny, bro. Like, relax. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, little stuff like that. So, yeah, man.
We were just talking. It wasn't even just, it's kind of relating it to the fact of your tolerance changing.
That's what I was saying. So, like, I definitely chilled out a little bit in the pandemic. So, like, my tolerance changed from then, and I already can't drink as much as I used to. Wow.
So, is that,
you know what I'm saying? And even just like a year. You know,
is that where the song, the Crossfaded song, came from?
Yeah, that literally just because just being fucked up all the time. Word. You know what I'm saying?
So, when you wrote that song, was that one of those songs you did in the bedroom drunk?
I wasn't drunk. Like, maybe. I don't remember
that point in my life.
I wasn't super, like, blacked out, belligerent all the time. Like, I definitely had it under control. Like, but maybe, yeah. It was one of them songs, like, I feel like the filthiest songs I make, a lot of times, I don't really remember making, because you're kind of just in a zone.
Mm.
Like, I remember the day I made it, but I don't remember, like, and not even, even if I'm dead sober, like, you just kind of get into a zone, and you just, like, you're like, oh shit, 4 hours went by. Like,
do you think you have to, like, are you one of those creatives who have to, like, have some sort of something, a sip of something, smoke something in order to be creative?
Nah, it's all about the idea, bro. Like, anyone who thinks that they need to rely on a substance is, like, that's super weak, bro. Like, and I don't want to get down on people, because, like, even before a show, even, like, before every show, I'll hit a shot or something just to get myself loose and going or whatever. But, like, relying on it, nah, never that. Just because, like, it's all ideas, bro. It's all, like, passion at the end of the day. Like, I could be dead sober, and if I got a fire idea, I'm juiced and ready to go regardless.
Got you.
And if sometimes, see, it's definitely been in the studio sometimes, too, and you get a little too geeked up, you get too little drunk, and you're like, oh, and you get in your own head, like, oh, I can't even make a good song right now, oh, they're paying for all this. Oh, da 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 da. And that shit's weak too. So it's a balance, bro. Like,
do you think? Okay, so also I wanted to say, as far as the video, right, for Dead Prezzies.
Yeah,
that shit is a movie, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. That's been like a brainchild.
Who shot it?
Tyler Yee is the director.
Okay,
Tyler Yee, and what's the production company? 626, they shot it. And
shout,
like,
out to them.
Yeah, the homie Mitchell Overton was DP and shit. Like, bro.
The reason why I brought them up is because I remember you telling me you had this vision of this video for years.
For years, bro. Literally.
How many years have you had?
At least two or three. I've wanted to, like, I've always been like, why has a Seattle rapper never done a fish throwing video? Why is Seattle rapper never thrown on the fish
stuff? Because it's a part of the culture. Because,
bro, the Northwest culture is, and especially me, like, I grew up in, I was born in Seattle, but I lived in Dutch Harbor, Alaska.
Word.
Until I was, like, six. So, like, my parents worked in the galley as chefs for the fishermen. And so when they moved here, my mom worked in the fishing industry and all that. So it's just like, this is me, bro. Yeah. Like, I put on the orange, like, fisherman suit, and I felt like at home, Cuddy. I felt like my uncles. Yeah. I felt ready to go. But that's why I want to do it, bro. I've been like, since I was in high school, maybe, so hella long, even longer than that, like, being like, oh, I need to do, like, a hard-ass, like, fisherman's rap video. And I've wanted to take over the CenturyLink forever. You know what I'm saying? So, like, man, yeah, this is like, you're like, that video is like, years of ideas finally coming to fruition. But I didn't want to fuck it off when I didn't have the money to do it right.
Facts.
You feel me?
And I think that's where people go wrong, when they jump the gun and they don't have the resources to pull it off the right way.
Exactly.
But I think patience, you know, worked out for you.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. That's a big part of it too. Like, we'll get offers to do something, and my managers will be like, it's not cool right now because we can get that, but then in 6 months, then what? Now, it's like, you have to time things, and, like, I don't, you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I just think, I appreciated, one, the fact that the song is fire.
Okay? Thank you, bro. I told you already. Yeah, yeah.
But I appreciated the fact that you kind of like owned your lane, like your culture. Like, no, I'm from the Northwest, bro.
Exactly.
This is how we get out in the Northwest.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It got a little Bay influence, but not that much.
But yeah, that's why, and we wanted to do that, because like in Seattle, we love the Bay. You know what I'm saying? Like in every corner store, it was a Mac Dre shirt along every other shirt. You know what I'm saying? So it was.
And Jeezy is on the record.
You feel me? And Jeezy is on the record. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, it feels a little weird. It feels a little different, and that's what Seattle brings to it. You feel me? And like, that's what, exactly, you get it.
You know what's funny is that you see, and I told you in the video too, you can see it in this interview too, the way you describe it and the way you're talking about it, you can see the sense of pride that you have.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I've been telling my friends like for years that we needed to do like a fisherman's video like this, and finally, like, it's just crazy, bro. It doesn't even feel real sometimes.
Now listen, I want to know who at the stadium greenlit this, because shout out to them.
Man, I don't know.
Your crazy ass on the field, bro.
I know, man. The Seahawks show love, bro. Like, that I think we're performing there for one of these games this season too.
For
like
real?
That's how, cuz they hit us up to perform at one of the games. And we were supposed to happen before COVID, but it was Seahawks, bro. It was both, but the Seahawks hit us up and we were going to perform there, and then I was like, all right, we got Dead Prezzies. It's time for the video. We have no real connections other than the guy who wanted to book us. But also, DK Metcalf is the homie.
Oh, okay.
From the Seahawks. Yep, like, that's the bro. So he was going to be in it. That's how, that was our in.
Oh,
wow. He was supposed to be in it. Yeah. He couldn't make it because the scheduling and all, his life is crazy and stuff. But he was our in. He was like, oh, no, DK is down. His management is like, oh, no, DK will be there.
He'll be in the video.
So they were like, oh, DK's in? Oh, bet. Say less. And then DK backed out, but they were like, oh, we're still running it if y'all are down. And we're like, hell yeah. That's how they greenlit it. So shout out DK for real. That's the homie.
Bro,
yeah.
If you can get somebody at the arena, bro, to just open the door and turn the lights on and just get the fuck out the way.
Bro, nah. They show us love, bro. Seattle, it's different, man. Like, yeah, man, it's not a lot of cities who support their rappers the way Seattle supports me, bro. It's love, bro.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Do you feel a sense of pressure now that kind of like, yo, you're the go-to, you know what I'm saying? As far as what to look for in Seattle rap and Seattle hip-hop, people are looking at you that way.
I definitely, for a long time, I used to feel pressure because for a long time, I was like, I felt like I needed to represent everyone's version of Seattle.
Mm.
For a long time, I was just like, oh, well, like, this is who I am, but like, there's other shit going on over in Seattle and y'all don't even know about it. So I'm gonna tell this, I'm gonna say this, cause like, I was a part of this shit and I wanna, but it's not that deep, bro. Like, right. I can only be myself at the end of the day, and whether or not you resonate with my version of the city, I'm putting on for the city and I'm giving opportunity where I can give opportunity, you know what I'm saying? And like, the music's fire. Yeah. And like, whether or not you rock with it, I feel like you should have a sense of pride, cause what kid from like Berrien, Washington, that's a little south of Seattle, quote, ever has a song with Juicy J? Wow. What kids from Seattle ever had a song with Jeezy? Yeah. What kids from Seattle ever had a song with like West Side Boogie? You know what I'm saying? This is not regular, you feel me? So like, hell yeah, I definitely feel pressure, but at the same time, it's like, pressure was for like, I'm not gonna feel the pressure to make people like, I don't know. You get what I'm saying,
no,
bro? Like, that pressure is a waste of time, bro. I can't make everybody happy, bro. Right. I cannot make everybody happy. I make my mama proud. My people is just straight. It's like, we're good.
Shout out to homie Rob, who's on the camera.
Yeah, real life.
He has a quote that he always tells me in head. He's like, that ain't normal.
That
like,
ain't normal. That
that's
ain't
what
normal.
I'm saying, bro. That's literally what like me and my homies have to look around on video shoots and be, or like on in the studio, or we'll run back a song and be like, hey, this don't happen for kids where we're from.
Right.
This do not happen. Like, yeah. And like, I don't.
Check yourself.
Literally, bro. Cause like, shout out like LA, shout out New York, shout out Atlanta, shout out Chicago. But like, you guys have years and years of artists getting big looks, getting features. Seattle does not have that ever. You know, they obviously, I'm not going to say ever. There's like artists who've been killing it for years and years and years who like been giving us look, but it's not many. It's like under 10. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of people. So like, it's just, yeah, hell yeah. I feel pressure, but at the same time, I feel way more pride than, so the pressure is whatever,
man,
bro.
Man, you like, just ran down some shit. Okay.
You feel me?
First of all, you kicked the album off. You got Juicy J.
Yeah.
Okay. Fire. How?
Bro, okay, that's the thing.
Look, that, you know, Juicy J, like, he don't fuck with people.
Bro, you know what's funny is Juicy J sent his verse back quicker than anybody else on the album.
Are you serious?
Anybody else. And he sent back the email saying he was down within, what, 1 or 2 days? Oh my God, bro. Like, it's the young artists who take for fucking ever. It's Juicy J who was like, give me a paragraph of what you want me to say. I'll have that shit back in like a week.
So you emailed him? Or how'd you linking up with
him? We made the song, and I remember he's just done a lot of dope shit with Mac Miller.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of where he just bars out, and sometimes he just does ad libs. So I wasn't even finna ask for the verse. I was like, hey, if Juicy J can do ad libs on my song, I'm cool. Yeah. If he can say, shut the fuck up, and like if he can just get his ad lib shit off, it'll be legendary for me. You know what I'm saying? And then Jermaine, my A&R at Epic, I think knows his management. So he just hit him up and he was like, hey, I work with this kid, Travis Thompson. He just wants Juicy on this song. Da, da, da. They were like, oh, well, we can just do a verse if y'all want. They're like, y'all just want ad libs? Yeah, bro. They were super down. Everyone else took hella long.
Yeah.
But Juicy J, the management was just like, oh, nah, he snapped. He's barring out. Like, this shit's hard. Like, you ain't never seen a little Navajo at 100,000 in Devil? Oh, that's hard. Like, yeah, let's run that. They were super with it, bro. Like, and they were like, give us a paragraph of, like, whatever you want him to say. And I just put stuff in being like, hey, bro, like, say the name of the album. Say this.
While you can.
And, bro, he did every single thing you asked for to the word.
Send him a drop script.
Literally, he did the whole, and, like, obviously some of the stuff he freestyled, like, he just did, like, random ad-libs at the end of the song where he just, like, talked about us and the album, which is super fire, but, like, yeah, man, like, shout out Juicy and his team, bro. They showed us mad love, bro.
That's fire,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's mad love.
That's dope.
And he barred out, bro. You've heard it, bro. Like, Juicy don't rap like that hella often.
Yeah.
You were saying he don't fuck with people like that. And, like, this ain't like a what's it called? Banzer Maker. Everyone's just trying to make a Banzer Maker dance. This is not that. Juicy barred the fuck
barred
out.
Barred up.
You know what I'm saying? So, man.
Congrats.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Getting even seeing my vocals next to his in a session was a trip, bro. Like, are you kidding me, bro? Like,
and also you ran down another name. Shout out to Boog. Shout out to Westside Boogie.
Hell yeah! Shout out Boogie because of y'all, bro.
That's my bro. I felt like I wanted to put y'all together.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
For what reason?
He knows what he's going to say. I know what he's going to say, bro.
For what reason?
I know, tell the people why you wanted to put me and Boogie on
a song. I told you that when I first met you, I was like, hey, you should do a song with Boogie.
Yeah, I already know. Yeah. But that's how I hit. But someone asked him about it. Someone else asked him in an interview. They're like, oh, you got a list. You ever heard of Travis Thompson? And apparently enough people had brought me up because of the list. And he was like, oh, yeah, he got a list, right? Oh, yeah, that's the homie. Da, 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 da. And we weren't even homies like that, but he shouted me out. So I was like, ahead. Y'all are friends with him, bro. He said I was the homie in the interview. I need a fucking song. And y'all Yeah, y'all made it happen. Bro. Yeah, that's my boy, for real. Boogie showed up for the video, too. Yep. We shot a video with him. Like, it's love, bro. Like, that's what's been super dope about this video, too, because, like, or this process for the album. Like, because in the quarantine and, like, everything that happened, I definitely was in my own headspace of, like, oh, dude, I'm not where I want to be yet. I'm not this. This ain't happening for my people. This ain't this. But, I had never got more love and cosigns from people I respected, ever. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Which is one, I know it's probably a lot, but which is one that really kind of, like, shocked you, like, threw you through for a loop?
Well, it was Juicy was the one, mm-hmm. for real. G-Eazy, he showed us love off of a freestyle way back. But, I mean, people like Boogie, bro. Like, I super respect Boogie, bro. Like,
Boogie's a rapper.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I saw Boogie open up for Tory Lanez at the Crocodile in Seattle when he was doing, like, during the run for that Oh My record, mm-hmm. or whatever. And, like, I ain't gonna, like, I told him, like, we talked about it on the video, too. Like, the crowd wasn't really fuck with him like that. And me and my homies were the one pocket of, like, rowdy-ass high school kids, like, hey, yo, this is the shit. Yeah. This is Boogie. Y'all don't even fucking know. Yeah. That everyone was dressed in fucking, like, nice stuff. Like, girls had dresses and heels on for the Tory Lanez show and shit. And we were like, nah, this Boogie dude is the shit.
Yeah.
And we talked about it on the video set, and he was like, no, I literally remember this little pocket of, like, little white boys going fucking stupid at my show. You know what I'm saying? But nah, for real life, bro, like, that... I respect people. Obviously, like, at the end of the day, like, it ain't all about lyricism. It's about slaps. But at the end of the day, like, no, I still, sure. I'm an MC at the end of this shit, bro. Like, and when other MCs or people I respect like that fuck with me, it just, man, it's cool. You feel me? Like, I just, at the end of the day, I like making cool songs with people I respect. And when people like Boogie fuck with me, it's, man.
Yo, so I want to bring something up, and I hope you don't take offense to it. I know you're half Navajo, half white, right?
Yeah.
But I love the fact that you aren't oblivious to the fact, and I've seen a couple of interviews that you've done, you're not oblivious to the fact of your white privilege.
Oh, yeah, not at all, not at all.
And you speak on it, and the way you speak on it is just like, yo, I know this exists, and I know it's a problem. You know, I know it's not an issue, but I know that it exists. Why is it important for you to kind of speak up on issues like that?
It's important for me to speak about issues like that because if people don't recognize their own privilege, bro, we're just going to be running in circles all fucking for the rest of forever, bro. You feel me? So, like, and especially if you, as a white person, or like as a white person in hip hop, this shit ain't for us. You feel me? This is not, we are guests in the fucking house. You feel me? And that's like, but this is like social media, social justice training you learn in like high school and shit, obviously. Yeah. But like at the end of the day, like it's fucking real life, bro. Like this is not shit to be played with. You feel me? Like, so like it's important because we just have to make the world a better fucking place. I don't know, man.
No,
like
the reason why I say that is because you again, a lot of things you're skimming over, but I love the fact that it's just embedded in you, right? You say we learned this in high school, but a lot of kids don't understand that.
That's a fact. You're right.
You are really like, yo, no, this is something. This is a deal, and this is you can tell it's important to you, whether people ask you about it or not.
Yeah.
Your response is apparent. Like, yo, no, I give a fuck. I know we're guests in hip hop. I know my place in this world, and it's something, you know. And I just I appreciate that when I see those conversations.
Nah, it's love, bro. Nah, it's love, and it. Yeah, that should just be the standard, bro. Like, it should just be the standard. Yeah. You feel me? Like, it's just regular. That's just like what, especially being from Seattle. Like, they're not letting you play. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the homies will check you, like from day one. So it's cool, man. Like, it's all the empathy and the respect has been there since forever, bro. Like, you feel me? So it's like, I don't know. It's regular. Yeah, you feel me?
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, also, something that. I always loved about you is your personality.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
You always been like just good energy, good vibes, fun type person. You ever thought about like doing like television, doing some like?
Yeah. No, there's. I feel like I'm getting too many tattoos now. Maybe I gotta chill because I feel like I'm like
you're not getting them casts.
Yeah,
them
I feel like feel like I'm gonna become a type. Like I can only play like a little scumbag, fucking like stoner or something. You know what I'm saying? Right. But like. Nah, I definitely do. I don't want to be like a movie star. I'm way more interested in like writing and possibly directing and helping make stuff. But I would love to like have little roles and stuff. You know how like Kid Cudi is becoming a star now, but you know how for hella long Kid Cudi would have little spots?
Mm-hmm.
You'll catch him as like a convenience store employee or some random shit. That's what I would love to do and like contribute more on like the writing aspect.
Now, if there was one thing that, you know, I would say fans misconstrue about yourself, what would it be? What's one thing that we, maybe you see online or it's like, yo, they got this wrong. Like, no, that's not me at all. Is there anything you can think of?
I don't know. It's hard, bro. Because people, I've been asked that a few times and it always feels like every time I come with the answer, I'll leave the interview and be like, damn, like, they don't want to think that about me. I'm just projecting that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really be like, bro, you feel me? Like, I really be in my head like that. I don't know. I don't know if it's a misconception, but or maybe it's apparent, like you were saying, but we ain't doing nothing but being ourselves. You feel me? Like sonically, maybe the album is going in like a new place or in a place people haven't heard from me before. But at the end of the day, like you've heard it, like don't none of it sound unauthentic. Don't none of it sound like crazy. It's like it's all me through and through. It's never exactly there. It is. It's not a gimmick, bro. Like this is. What you see is what you get, you know what I'm saying? We just some fucking dirty skater kids figuring out how to make it in the rap business, you feel me? Like, so, yeah, what you see is what you get, you feel me? There's no, like, I don't know. And, I don't know, misconceptions. It's hard, bro.
You answered it. I mean, I think that's one of the things, like, some people may...
The gimmick thing is real because I got a fucking stupid-ass haircut, and you know what I'm saying? I'll pop up with a video. People are like, how this kid? I never heard of this kid. How this video looks so clean? You know what I'm saying? Like, da-da-da. Or how's this show look so big? Da-da-da. But we've just been building an organic thing for, like, almost 5 years now that's, like, accumulated to a point that's, like, where everything feels like it's got more legs than it's ever had before, and it feels like the beginning of a whole new journey. You feel me?
Now, we just real quick, we have a lot of people that tune in that are on the other side in terms of they're artists on the come up, right?
When yeah,
I say come up, they're you know, it was once in your shoes of wanting to be signed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now that you've been on that side for a minute, man, kind of speak to that audience. Is it what you expected it to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's what I expected it to be because I expected it to be complicated.
Got
you feel me? But at the end of the day, I think for a long time in the when I was first making music, I think that was like 2015, 2016, everyone was super talking that independent talk. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, hey, indie, own your shit, ownership. Own it all, ownership, which I 100%, I own all my shit. Don't ever get it twisted. I own all my publishing. I own my masters for everything. But being indie is really fucking hard.
Extremely.
A lot of people are not cut out to be independent.
Correct.
A lot of people are not cut out to be full-blown label artists because you can't handle playing the game either.
Facts.
It's all about what the journey is going to look like for you and deciding who you are. So that's, if I can say anything to kids on the come up, well, I'm still a kid on the come up, but it's to understand that your journey is going to look so different from the next man's, and you have to play the game of both, of like, I don't know. It take a lot of self-awareness and a lot of fucking self-investment for this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I think somebody at least hearing that is going to allow them to do their research and say, okay, what side do I want to be on?
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like half and half. I'm in my feet are in both. You feel me? Because, like, I got a label who pushes me and shows me love and gets me looks. But at the end of the day, like, I'm getting my rental car for tour. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for my homies' flights. Yeah. If we're getting... I'm the one paying for... like incidentals. I'm the one paying for that. You know what I'm saying? So like, don't get it twisted. Like but that's part of the game, bro. Like we worked a long time to like understand like, oh, we're going to work here. We're going to work here. We're going to own this. We're going to do this. We're going to give up this for this. We're going to, you know what I'm saying? So if I can tell anyone anything, it's like, do what's best for you. Like, don't listen to like music gurus on the internet who get cool ass tweets off all day. That shit is pointless. And yeah, man. I don't know. Just it's all about investing in yourself. And it's a game of like, it's really a game of consistency, bro. Weak motherfuckers who are consistent pop every single day. That's what I tell myself in the mirror, bro. Like literally, people who are weak and consistent pop every day. People who are weak get $1 million every single day. And I know I'm not weak.
Yeah.
I just gotta be consistent because they suck that shit out. So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
Yeah.
Now you were on the Gemini album with Mac.
Yeah, with Macklemore.
Macklemore, and then he was on the Reckless Endangerment album.
Yes,
sir. With a feature on your album.
Yeah.
This album, no Macklemore feature. Do you still keep in contact with him?
Yeah. Like, what's it called? We talk because my main engineer, Jordan Santana, is his engineer now, and so yeah, we talk occasionally. He's on his super dad shit, bro. Like,
oh, gotcha.
He's on his dad shit. He golf every day. You know what I'm saying? So like,
he on his rich motherfucker.
He's on his rich like dad shit, bro. Right. Like, but yeah, no, I talk to him. It's love, bro. He gives me mad game every time I see him, bro. Like, it's all. I did like a pandemic show with him too, like a live stream show on his shit. So like, it's love, bro. I talk to him all the time. Yeah,
that's what's up. And then also, you talked about being an MC, and I was, to my surprise, you showed up to the BET Hip Hop Awards cipher.
Yeah.
And bro, when I saw you.
Oh, you didn't know I was going to be on that?
I didn't know.
They don't
tell me who's really going to be on the cypher. Like, they never tell me who's going to be on the cypher. I find out the day of. Like, oh
that's
shit.
That's so crazy. I mean, I didn't know I was going to be on the cypher until like less than 48 hours before it.
Word. Okay, perfect. Yeah. I'm glad you said that because when we went to shoot the cyphers, I mean, I was excited to see you there.
Hey, thank you, bro.
And it was a couple other people where I was like, damn, this is going to be fucking dope. Did you realize, like, what you were getting yourself into?
Hell yeah, I realized what I was getting into myself. Yeah, hell yeah, bro. I'm a kid of the internet, bro. I'm like going home and live tweeting in middle school watching the BET Awards. You feel me? Like, yeah, hell yeah, I knew what I was getting to. Like,
was that a bucket list for you?
Hell yeah. It's man, all that's a bucket list. All the award shows, all the ciphers, all of it's a bucket list. You feel me? But I knew what I was getting myself into, bro. Like, it's the BET cipher, bro. Are you kidding me? Like, it's one of them things, too. Like, you'll get recognized in the most random places in the world.
Random.
In the world. In a random airport restaurant or, like, random, like a 50-year-old dude. Like, you kid from the BET cipher. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. That was a trip, bro. Like I said, I wrote that verse hella quick. Like, had to get on a plane. Like, my fit was a little rough. I ain't had the bread like that yet. Yeah. No, it's cool. It's cool, man. And I had the bread like that. I was just wig aggressive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, I feel you. I'm the same way. But, no, I thought that was dope for you being a part of that. Now, if you could design your own cipher, right? Travis Thompson cipher.
For real?
Okay. You get it. Only people living. Only people that
How
are
How many?
Alive.
Like five? You including
get,
me?
Including, so it's four more people.
Okay, bet.
You get your cipher.
It would be me, J.I.D., Isaiah Rashad, Westside Boogie, and Mick Jenkins.
Really?
Yeah, I think those are people now, I fuck with right
now.
Like,
now, who would have the hardest verse?
I mean,
not you.
About to say, you kind of got to say yourself.
You have to say yourself, bro. If I don't say myself, why would you buy my album?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I had the hardest verse. What the fuck? What am I supposed to say?
Like,
no,
but that cipher sound cool, though.
Good looking. But, like, nah. I don't know. I fuck with all those dudes, man. That's literally like my favorite rapper, so we'd all have hard verses, man. Fuck
That's
it.
What's up. Yeah. What about production-wise? Who haven't you worked with that you still want to tap in with?
Man, who haven't I worked with? I want to work with Kenny Beats. I want to work with, D.A. Got That Dope. I want to work with Jetson. I want to work with everybody that, like, makes slapping ass songs that get me and the homies hype. You feel me? Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm someone who has to, like, stick to one sound particularly, because everything has to be so organically me. I could never make a song that feels weird like that. Because I'm so fucking goofy looking. If I hop on anyone's beat, it has to be me and it has to be hard. Or you feel me? So, like, I want to work with everybody, bro. Like, those guys specifically.
Yo, now two more things. Yo, Mount Rushmore of white rappers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Mount Rushmore of white rappers. God damn.
It's four. You can throw
Holy
yourself up there if you
fuck.
Feel so inclined, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no. Mount Rushmore of white rappers. Oh, Mac Miller for sure.
Okay.
Paul Wall.
Okay. Okay.
Damn, white rappers.
You are about to get slayed.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't care, bro. Like, what?
No,
like,
I love the Paul
you talk,
Wall.
You talk.
I love the Paul Wall.
Are you
issue.
Kidding me, bro? Like,
that's fire.
Who
people
else?
People never say Paul Wall.
Who else? Who's a hard at? Man, it's funny too, because when you talk about when you're a white rapper who talks about white rappers in interviews, it feels like you're supposed to be like, it only can be one.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Nah. Like, nah, I don't know. I'm like blanking on white rappers that I can't think about it.
Well, everybody says Eminem, but you know.
Oh my God, bro! Literally, that's what I'm saying. Like, Eminem is like in my top five. Like, you feel me? Like, it's my top five ever. But like, I literally just blanked on saying it because it didn't. Is it fucked up to feel like that didn't come to my head?
No,
you get what I'm saying, bro? Like,
it's certain people you don't never think about. Because it's just
it transcended them.
Yeah,
you feel me?
They're bigger than music.
You feel me? So like, yeah, obviously Eminem, Mac Miller, Paul Wall, and me.
There you go.
No, I don't know. Who's another white rapper? I don't know. That's hard, bro. It's hard.
That's why.
It is what it is, bro. I'm the hardest white rapper, man. Fuck it, bro. I'm only half, too, so shut the fuck up. Like, y'all can have the hardest white. I'm only half white. Y'all can have the hardest white rapper, bro. It is what it is. Yeah, man.
So we do this thing where we have listeners call in. On the show, and basically we ask some trivia questions. So I'm gonna ask you some of the questions, and you
now,
have to.
Here's the thing, right? Somebody's gonna win and potentially lose prizes based off your answers. So no pressure.
For real? Yep. Oh, damn.
All right.
So look, the thing. Somebody's gonna win and somebody's gonna lose.
Wait, what's the trivia on? Just random.
They're
hey, bro, I'm gonna do y'all bad. I'm dumb for real. I barely graduated.
Trivia questions.
Oh, okay. We're good for it. I was hella smart back then.
All right. Elementary school trivia questions. Here you go.
Yeah.
I call it the homegrown head scratcher. That's what I call it.
Okay. Man.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Just, you have to answer. Okay.
Okay.
So even if you guess, just answer. How many letters are there in the alphabet?
26.
What types of words should always be capitalized?
What types of words? Names. What do you mean? What types of words? Like the beginning of a sentence? Like what?
What types of words should always be capitalized?
What types of words should always be capitalized? What is that?
I'm kind of suspect the way you asking it. Say it one more time.
Yeah, that's see? See? Written. Okay, bet.
Hold on, let me see.
What types of words should always be capitalized? Capital words? I don't know what.
Okay, well, I'm dumb too. I don't.
Yeah, that's what I said. The beginning of a sentence.
What are those called?
What's the beginning of...
I don't know no kids that know that either.
Yeah, you I don't know. What the hell?
You wouldn't even know that we asked you that.
Nah, see, yeah, it's over for that.
What's
one?
Another? Give me another.
That one don't make me feel dumb yet.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
What do you call... Oh, no. Let me give you this one. I like this one. What is a term for a word that has the opposite meaning of another word?
What's the term for a word that has the opposite meaning of another word? Bro, I don't fucking know. There's no term for a word. You done lost me, Cuddy. You feel me? Look at, see?
I'm scratching my head. I think I know what that one is.
What's the term for a word that's the opposite of another word?
Yes.
Like, it's easy when you see the
what's
sentence.
What's the term for, like an oxymoron?
No.
What you mean?
What you mean?
Okay, yeah, I'm dumb. I've graduated with a 1.8. I was in the hallways all fucking year.
Look, I'm with you with these last two.
All right.
Give him another one that's kind of like somewhat obvious.
Man.
Give him the same.
This is fucked up. You did me dirty, bro.
Give him one of the same ones you
gave. Give one of the same ones you gave Boosie.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
No, I can't give him the same one.
Nah, just give him one. Just give him the one. Give him the one with the spiders.
All right. On what continent won't you find spiders?
On what continent, won't you find spiders? The North Pole is a continent, right?
No.
On what continent won't you find spiders? Right. Fuck it. I'll eat that up. I don't give a fuck. Antarctica.
There you go. Boom.
That's where my brain was going. There we go. I had the idea. I had the cold up there. You feel me? I don't give a fuck, man. Everybody's stupid.
No, I love it. All right. Because it's funny when you go ahead, read it.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say when you go back and look at it, when you're in the moment reading it, like even some of them, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. But then after the fact, you're like, oh damn, I should have known that.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
All right, last one. You ready?
Yeah.
What is the elemental breakdown of water?
The elemental breakdown. See, you know what the crazy part is? I don't know what an elemental breakdown is. Do you mean like H2O? Like
there
the
you go.
Oh yeah.
Boom. There you That's, go.
I know it's H2O, there but I didn't go. Know I don't but I didn't know H2O element, was the elemental breakdown. Right. Yeah, there I don't you fucking
go.
Know that.
There
yeah.
you go. We good.
Okay, bet. I'm see. Yeah. I ain't stupid. Yeah.
So look, we like to ask this question too. This is on your manifesting tip, right? The okay. year can't end without you doing what?
The year can't.
Travis Thompson has to do this before the year ends.
I think I have to release an album that makes my city proud, and I think I have to. I don't know. I want to have a song that I feel like people are going to know for years to come. And by the end of the year, I feel
classic
like I...
Record.
Yeah. Classic is a heavy word, I always feel like. Because it's like hard to quantify what a classic is. But facts. Yeah, if you have a hook that everyone can sing for a summer, for a couple months, that's a classic to me.
Okay.
So I would, by the end of the year, I would love to, if not put that record out, make that record.
Got it.
For sure.
You feel me?
I like that. Bruh. Boulevard Boy, officially out.
Out now. Boulevard Boy out now. Go get that shit everywhere, man.
And Dad Prezzy's definitely, we gonna slap that.
Thank you, bro.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, bro.
I see the growth. I fuck with you. You know that.
Nah, man, it's love, bro. People don't know. After the BET Awards, we seen you outside. We're like, let's go get a steak. That shit took like 4 hours. We were in the steakhouse for 4 hours just chopping it up about life, man. It's love, bro. It's family here. For real, bro.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, Travis Thompson. Appreciate you, big dog.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, bro.